Kia ora, nice to have you listening. In July, we talked to Mike Seawright of Relief Aid about the tax cuts for Gaza appeal. The proceeds from that campaign went to provide water for people struggling to survive in the devastated Gaza Strip. Well, now the charity has launched a new campaign, a Christmas campaign. It's called Gifts for Gaza. Mike is the director of Relief Aid, and he's in studio with me now. Kia ora.
Hi, Jesse.
Did you get a good response to tax cuts for Gaza?
Yeah, we're very lucky. New Zealanders give well, and certainly the Gaza problem has certainly stimulated interest across the country. The problem, of course, with Gaza is it's a big issue. There's lots of humanitarian problems. Water is one of them, and this is why we've launched our Gifts for Gaza campaign for Christmas, because we need to keep our trucks running.
You raised around $22,000, and how did that translate in terms of sort of real help for the people of Gaza?
Well, just to give you an idea of scale, we support 80,000 people a month, costing $50,000. That's the current cost of operations for our water in Gaza right now. What this means is that the money goes a long way. Money donated here in New Zealand directly turns into water in Gaza the next day. So we're proud of what we've done in Gaza, and we're proud of the fact that New Zealanders have stepped up. But unfortunately, the problem in Gaza is not going away, and we need to keep helping those families.
What are the particular problems around water access in the region?
Well, 94% of the water infrastructure in Gaza has been destroyed. So can you imagine that you're having to drink out of water puddles if someone else doesn't bring you water? We've got boreholes inside Gaza. Desalination plants are still operating, albeit on a much reduced scale. So we take this water, put it into water trucks, and drive around camps distributing the water to families. So it's a pretty tough place.
Yeah. How's your team doing?
Well, they're up and down, to be honest, Jesse. We lost two staff late last year. Our current teams have all lost homes. All of them are displaced. They're no longer living in the places of their family homes. So going to work and looking after your family, like we see in New Zealand, is not always easy, but particularly difficult in Gaza. I have to say, when I'm, shaking the tin, looking for support for our work, it gets tough as well, but it's nothing compared to what our teams in Gaza put up with every day.
So what's the plan for this Christmas?
Well, the plan for this Christmas is we're hoping to continue having our trucks roll out in Gaza. This is what our Gifts for Gaza campaign is all about, making sure that we've got the fuel, the water in the trucks themselves, and our team able to go out every day and continue that water distribution. So we're working right up to Christmas and through to make sure that that continues to happen.
Well, tell me about the new campaign.
Well, I have to say the new campaign partially came out of a little bit of desperation, to be honest. When I founded Relief Aid in 2015, I never thought we'd be in a position where our help was needed, but we couldn't afford to keep the trucks rolling. And I must admit, it's pretty gut-wrenching to be looking at that situation now. So if we don't get more funding in, then we're stopping our trucks before Christmas. So between now and then, my job, is to make sure that we advertise, we talk to anyone we can to make sure that we've got the support required to keep water running in Gaza.
So it's called Gifts for Gaza. How does it work?
It's pretty simple. Go to giftsforgaza.nz. You get to select what you want to give. That money translates into trucks and water in Gaza, and we'll be delivering it out to families. So really it's up to Kiwis themselves to decide what they want to do, but the idea behind it is to say, instead of giving a gift to someone, how about you give the gift of water to Gaza?
And can you see when you're giving exactly what you're buying?
Yeah, it's got, we call them handles in the humanitarian sector, so it shows you what amount of money will translate into the number of people helped. So you can choose, essentially, not just on a financial basis, but choose how many people you want to help.
Is Gaza the only place you're operating?
No, we're working in Ukraine, Afghanistan, Syria at the moment.
Gosh.
As you probably have picked up, Syria is pretty active at the moment. Our teams are quite literally in the thick of it. Their towns that they live and where our office is based in northwest Syria are being bombed in the last few days. So this is a pretty hard place to work. We are also working in Lebanon. I have to say, thankfully, there's been some respite with the ceasefire there, but we're not seeing it in Gaza, and we're certainly not seeing it in Syria either.
Okay. Good luck. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Jesse.